You're listening to the Flip Houses Like a Girl podcast, where we educate, empower, and celebrate everyday women who are facing their fears, juggling family and business, embracing their awesomeness, and wholeheartedly chasing their dream of flipping houses. Each episode delivers honest-to-goodness tools, tips, and strategies you can implement today to get closer to your first or next successful house flip. Here's your spiky-haired, breakfast taco-loving host, house flipping coach, Debbie DeBeery.
Hey there. Thanks for hanging out today. So here's another conversation that I somehow filed into the wrong folder last year. So this is a few months overdue, and I apologize, but I'm excited to share this conversation with our Flip Sisters coaching program member, Teresa, out of Wyoming. We get into some really good stuff here. I know I say that every time because, well, we kind of do. Stay tuned to hear all about how she found the deal, how she financed it, the profit, all of that stuff, as well as the issues that came up, the good surprises and the bad surprises, and the things that she will definitely do differently next time. The really cool things she learned about herself throughout this entire process, and the powerful lesson she modeled for her kids. This is such a great conversation. Let's get into it. Meet Teresa. Do you want to start off with introducing yourself, letting us know where you are, what you're up to in the world, aside from flipping your first house and just closing on your first flip and that sort of thing?
Sure. So I'm Teresa, and I'm developing my home renovation business, I'm actually working full-time in suicide prevention. So we're focused.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. It's, what I try to talk with people about when we talk about suicide prevention is there's like three different parts to suicide prevention. There's intervening when the person is acutely at risk. And then, but the true prevention is how do we keep them from ever getting to that point? And that's where we spend most of our energy and most of our attention. So that's the exciting part. That's the empowering and connecting people and helping them feel supported part.
Yeah. Wow. Kudos to you. How long have you been doing that?
About 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you a therapist?
I'm a psychologist.
Yeah. Psychologist. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Wow. Awesome. Love knowing that about you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you do.
Yep. Day in, day out.
In your regular life.
My regular life. Five kids, four dogs. Well, three dogs now, sadly.
Oh gosh.
Old age, but.
I'm sorry. That's so hard.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because they're a family, right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You have five kids?
Yes. Five kids.
What's the age range?
25 to 19.
I love it. I grew up with four older brothers. So five was a good number. And where are you located?
I'm in Cody, Wyoming.
All right. So you just closed 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
On the sale of your first flip. Yes. Congratulations. Huge deal. Take us through. Well, first of all, what made you want to even attempt this?
Well, I'm addicted to the home renovation programs on cable. But just that transformation that you can see from something old and giving it new life and making a warm home for the next person, right?
Oh, man.
That's... Mm-hmm. We kind of stumbled into home renovations. Our house next door had been a rental and not in a good way. So we told the owner, if you ever want to sell, just let us know. And he came by one day and was ready to sell. And so we bought it, and it needed a lot of work, like holes in the floors and in the walls. And so it was a learning experience, and, but it's been wonderful, and that kind of gave me the itch. Like I want to do more of this, but I didn't know how. And So when I came across your program and been following you and then the opportunity to join your program, I jumped on it. And it was right after my mom had passed. And so it felt like a way of taking her legacy and bringing it forward. Right.
Yeah.
Helping me forge a new path. But I mean, it was that for me, and helping move my dream forward. Mm. So that's what I did.
Jeez, man, moms, golly. Ah, that's beautiful. I love that. Obviously I can relate to that very deeply. Okay. So the one that you mentioned, the buying your neighbors, that's not the flip. That was something else that y'all did in the past. Was that a rental? Did you guys turn that into a rental, or did you flip it and sell it?
We turned it into an Airbnb.
Oh, cool. Okay. When did you guys do that?
In 2015.
Okay. Oh, nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. So then you join the program, you decide, all right, this is something I want to do. You join the program, and then let's walk through, how did you find your first flip?
Well, I found it during the maddening. It's one day on the market, one day gone. And my real estate agent who I'd been working with found it, and it was an as-is, where-is property. And so we went and looked at it, and I was like, oh, this is the one. And I kind of fell in love with it and did my best to estimate what the repair costs would be. And we got it. And it's been a journey.
They all are. They all are. Yeah. And there are different adjectives to describe that journey.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. When did you close on that? On the purchase?
December.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about the house.
Okay. Two bedroom, one bath, 1937. Cute hardwood floors, like little built-in shelves.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Character.
Yes, Absolutely. And so it clearly needed the kitchen completely redone and the bathroom redone. I mean, the bathroom had, I don't know if like these kind of details you want, but like the handles in the shower were missing and the water was running.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, were people living there?
No, they had moved out. But we're like, how did they do this? And they apparently had four kids. I mean, it's a long story. But so clearly the house needed lots of love. And it had this weird sort of front lawn rock formation. Like all gravel kind of sculptured front lawn. But it had been neglected. It had been rented out for like 12, 14 years and maintenance was neglected and the property owner didn't step in and do something. So there was a lot of those kinds of issues that we found.
It's really hard to see how some landlords make people live.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it was one of those hands off, you know, we'll just collect the check and they'll tell us if something's wrong. So kind of a benevolent neglect, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Was this in Cody?
No, it was in the next town over in Powell. So okay. 25 miles away.
Okay.
Which I didn't really think about it much at the time. We don't think that much about driving 25 miles in Wyoming. That's no big deal.
Sure. Same in Texas.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You got to drive. Yeah. You're driving. If you're going somewhere, you're driving.
Yeah. But it's not, you don't have a lot of traffic, which is the great thing. So.
That's, I'll take that.
So this house, as we began demo, we did that ourselves. Or at least I should say we did most of that ourselves. We uncovered a lot of, oh, that's a surprise.
Oh gosh.
Cute things and challenging things. We uncovered, as we demoed the kitchen and the bathroom, we discovered like wiring behind things that was not in a cupboard.
Oh gosh.
So we ended up rewiring the whole house. Wasn't in our plan, but it needed to be safe. So
yeah.
And that wasn't in the early the reno budget either, because the inspection said, looks like some of it's been updated, which I should have known. Looking back, I should have known some has been updated. Huh. Wonder what that really means.
Oh.
But I had my, you know, rosy glasses on. Oh, it's been updated.
It's a 2-1. You bought it in December. What did you pay for it?
I paid $130.
Okay. And how did you finance the purchase?
Hard money lender.
Okay.
And then I was too scared to go after investors. I don't know why, but I just couldn't ask.
Interesting.
I know.
We can talk about that.
Yeah.
That's a mindset thing.
Yeah.
Because then you did, like, then those private money lenders didn't get the chance to make a return.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's tough. But trust me, I get that. I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
But there is a different way to look at it.
Yes. And I think that kind of a frame, like giving people an opportunity to invest in your property so they can share your vision and be part of the end, I can totally buy into that now.
Yep. Yep.
But I just couldn't at the time. It just felt too big.
Mm-hmm. I get that. I do. And here's the thing. On the flip side, there are some people who maybe recklessly take too many funds from people, right? Like maybe they're over leveraged in a reckless way. So there's a balance, right? There's a balance. Yeah. So yeah. I appreciate that. Okay. So $130 was the purchase. What were you thinking was the renovation?
I originally estimated about $41.
Okay.
Because I was just focused on kitchen and bath. Kitchen and bath, paint, we're good.
Okay. And then you opened walls. Why did you open the walls? Nothing good comes from opening the wall. Oh, that's always the thing, right? It's like, okay, here we go. Here's the true reveal is here when we open these walls. Okay. Yeah. So when you got the hard money loan, did you get it for the purchase price and some of the renovations, or how did they fund that?
Yes. They funded it on the ARV.
Okay,
which
cool.
We were estimating was about, I went conservative and said it's probably going to be around 200.
Yep.
Because it was running 200 to 220, but I just didn't feel comfortable betting on the high side. So I went for 200.
And what was the amount? Okay. So you were able to borrow everything?
No. I looked at the different options and we did the zero interest credit cards, opening a series of those, and it was great and it worked. But then you didn't have a whole fluid funds. Like you had, you know, 3000 here and 6,500 here and, you know, then yeah.
So that was the challenge of that, is just like the piecemeal part. Yeah. I get that. So you borrow, how much did you end up borrowing from the hard money lender?
They did 130.
Okay. So you used mostly zero interest credit cards to fund the renovation?
Yep.
Now you said initially it was 41,000. And then what happened was you opened walls and you saw some fun surprises.
Yep.
And what did your renovation end up being?
It ended up being 81,000.
Oh no. Oh, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about that. Oh no. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
That's hard. All right.
It was very hard.
Oh gosh. Okay. What were some of the,
and I'm only laughing now because I was not laughing a couple months ago.
Oh no, it is absolutely not funny in the moment. And I wouldn't even laugh in the moment. No, but I know that there's a good outcome that's going to come.
Yeah.
So I can laugh now. Also been there.
Exactly.
Been there. Okay.
Yeah.
So what were some of those big surprises that came up? Obviously you mentioned you had to rewire the whole house.
Yep. Yeah. The whole house.
How much did that run?
That was 13,000. Because it was everything. It was, you know, pole to plug. Everything was rewired. New.
Wow.
Panel, everything. Yeah. But, yeah, I'll save that to the end. But it was a huge asset when we went to sell it.
Well, it's basically a brand new house. Okay. What else? What, yeah. What were some other things that you, that were surprising?
So it had that sort of 70s paneling on one of the walls, just one. I thought, oh, an accent wall. I don't like that. So we started to pull it off. And lo and behold, behind it was a French door leading to insulation, leading to a French door, leading to the exterior siding.
What?
Yeah.
I'm trying to envision this. So two layers of doors?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
So clearly, yeah, clearly there had been an exterior door there.
Uh-huh.
And I think they just used French doors to fill in the gap,
oh my
put in some insulation,
gosh.
Put in another door to hold it in place, and then put the paneling over the top.
Oh, nobody will know. Nobody will ever know until they come along and rip off the paneling and think, what on earth were these people thinking?
And we did find that, like, that whoever was renting it had tried to hang something on the wall because the glass was broken and there was a nail there.
Oh, gosh. I'm sure they were like, what the heck was that noise? Right? Like they hear nail, they hear glass. I'm like, wait, what? Okay. That's super weird. What else?
It was weird. So it's like, okay, now what am I going to do?
Yeah.
The blessing with that though, is I wanted to put a window there. Like I wasn't going to, cause it would cost too much. Well, I've got to do something. So we were able to put a window in.
Let all that light in. Oh, wow. Yeah.
East window. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see some before and afters. That's going to be, yeah, I need to see some before and afters. Okay. What else did you find?
When we were demoing the bathroom, I think I told you about the, I can't think what they're called. You know, the little node where all the electrical comes into.
Oh, a junction?
A junction. Yeah. That was behind the shower wall.
Great place for it.
I mean, not in the drywall, but just right behind the plastic.
Yeah. That's a very great place for that. Wow.
Yeah. But we also found the cutest little soap niche that was back there. It was a little curved soap. Oh, it was so cute. I didn't keep it. I wanted to, but it would have been too much to tie it.
Oh,
tile
yeah,
around
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we let it go, but it was cute.
Yeah. Sometimes my tile guy's like, no, Debbie. I'm like, but it'll be so cute.
Just let it go. Mm-mm. And we took out the original tub because it would have needed to be reglazed. And there's nobody here who does that anymore. Like he moved 100 miles north where there's a big city and all the hotels need it. So we took it out and the new tub wasn't as big. And so we ended up building a little shelf on the back of it, which actually worked. You can put your, yeah. And it's
oh, that's
cute.
Fantastic. Yeah. Like that's just a really great fix for that. I would love to have a little shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What else? This is so fun. I love your little Easter eggs.
What else did we find? And just like, again, the maintenance stuff, like we're cleaning out the decks and like 18 inches packed with hair and dust and, you know, it was no wonder they were cold because they couldn't get any air out this vent.
Oh my gosh.
So it was sad. But other than that, it was great. It's a great house.
Other than that, it was super easy. No problems.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So were there any weird challenges that came up aside from the weird things that you found? Were there any challenges you had?
Yeah. When we had that weird front lawn that was a rock sculpture and we knew that was just not going to fly. Yeah. So we were able to mobilize the power of my sons and move a lot of rock and level it and put sod down and instantly transformed the front yard.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was fun when we're out there working in front of the house, the cars that slow down and take a look.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I like the yard alone, I'm sure was a massive transformation.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And we used a vibrant color on the outside instead of the white, traditional white that was there. It just made such a difference in the statement of that house.
I need to see some before and afters. I'm so curious about this. Okay.
It's fun. Yeah.
What did you, okay, so you ended up putting sod. Did you have to remove rock? Like, did you have to haul it away?
We did. I had originally planned for the south side of the house. We put in a fence, privacy fence on both sides.
Nice.
We did not close it off in the back. We left it open. But so along that south fence, we put all the rock along there. So there's no maintenance. And so between the front sidewalk and the fence was all kind of rock garden.
Got it.
So we had a place to put it all.
Yeah. Good.
But it was a lot of rock.
Yeah.
And my sons are like, Mom, you owe me.
Right. Let's see. Any other weird things that came up? Oh, did you hire a GC? Like, who did this? Did you hire a GC to do the work, or did you guys do everything, or what did that look like?
I had already sourced contractors to walk properties with me. So I already had those in place. The one that I preferred to use had a horseback riding incident and hurt his back. And so he was out of work.
Oh gosh.
So I went with the other one, who I'd never worked with before. I had just walked a couple properties and he had bid on the kitchen for this property. And so I worked with him and it was a great experience.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Young guy, good work crew and good communicator, which
huge
was so key for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we sort of co-GC'd it. He did most of the drywall interior stuff. He had sources for doing the floors. And then when there were pieces that he thought someone else would do better, he let me know. And so now I have relationships with lots of subs, which is nice.
Yeah. And I appreciate his honesty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, if you can't do it, just say so. Or if you don't want to do it, just say, even better, if you don't want to do it, just say so.
Yeah. It's like, things are going kind of slow. And he's like, okay, let me tell you where we're at. We got this and I'm trying to get this sub in place and he can't come till next week. And so we're trying to pivot and do this. So he kept trying to move us forward. I would have liked a faster pace and 100% dedicated to this property, but it just wasn't the reality for the contractors at that time.
Yeah.
They were all madly working on multiple projects.
Yeah. So while they can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so what was your initial time frame you were thinking to be in and out?
I really thought we could do it in 6 months, you know, which would have put us in June and May, June, somewhere in there. So we would have had time to do some of the landscaping instead of the snow drifts.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't work out that way. It just took much longer because of the surprises that we encountered. And we had to rethink this entry into the basement, and I took out a window that I learned lots of things about myself, but one of the things I learned was that I don't trust myself and that I needed, I'm trying to say this in the past tense, I did need to like check every decision with somebody like my husband or the contractor, or I want to do this. What do you think? And finally, by the end of this, I'm like, you know, I want it the way I want it. And if it's not going to work, they'll tell me, because I have that kind of relationship. But there's this funky little narrow window that you walk up on the front step and you can look in the bedroom window. And it was freaking me out. They're like, oh, just put some of that film on it. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Right.
So very late in the process, we ended up taking out that window and then we had to patch in siding. But it looks gorgeous now. You can't even tell it was patched in. And it makes that wall of the wet bedroom bigger. And it, you know, just had so many assets with it.
Right.
That, yeah.
I love that awareness. You're not alone at all, as you can imagine. I mean, self-trust is the biggest part of this entire journey. Just trusting yourself in every little aspect or big aspect of that. Okay. What else did you learn about yourself? Now that we're on this, I can't get off of this topic.
I love the stuff I love, which is the design stuff, which is the pieces that I can do. Like I have a clear vision of how I wanted it to be. And it's pretty close. We came very close.
Nice.
Yeah. The things I'm not good at bookkeeping. I'm terrible at bookkeeping. I can do it, but man, it takes a lot of effort and I really have to force myself to do it. So as I'm thinking forward, I'm thinking, okay, do I force myself to do it? Do I find someone to do it for me so it's done and timely? And so that's kind of one of the decisions I'm at now of how much might have been different if I'd had immediate access to where all my balances and expenses and how much am I throwing at this? How that might have been. Would I have, you know, taken exit strategy one or two earlier rather than just seeing it all the way through to the end? Probably not. I've probably seen it all the way through because I hate unfinished business. It's another thing I've learned. But I also wanted to learn all the lessons with this flip. I'm very lucky that I had the support of my husband to do that. He goes, honey, if you make a dollar, think what you've invested in yourself and in your business.
Oh my gosh. What a guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. So
it took what, three months longer, about thereabouts, 3 months longer.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Twice the budget, 50% of the initial timeline. Were you worried along the way? Were these things stressing you out?
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about
that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was very, very worried about money. Like, you know, the 0% was great, but you still had to make a payment. It's like, you don't have zero payment. So there's still money going out the door.
Right.
And so, yeah, I was getting very nervous about, we just got to get this thing done. We've got to get it done. And so, you know, being real clear about, okay, today we're going to focus on this. And then we go in and we get that piece done. Mm-hmm.
Will you guys be as hands-on on your next one?
Probably. Already looking at, there's three different ones that either any one of those three, I don't think I can do all three at once, but any one of those three would be a great potential next project. We've already determined that probably we're going to have to rewire because it's an old house. So just planning on that now and let's be happy surprise later.
Hey, I'm telling you, this is why I love the houses that need everything. And then I get surprised. Oh, it doesn't need that. That's awesome. But it takes the pressure off of me to like guess right, right? Like, nope, I'm just assuming everything needs to be done from below the foundation all the way up through the roof. I'm assuming everything needs to be done. And then if not, then that's a nice little surprise. But 9 times out of 10, it's going to be everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all will be hands-on in the future. That's the beauty of this business. It can look however you want it to look. You want to be involved? Great. Be involved. You want to do some of the stuff? Great. Do some of the stuff. Like I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it sounds like your first flip went in a way that makes you want to do a second one since you're out there shopping around. Okay. What was your profit?
We sold the house for $242,000.
Oh, wow.
It was on the market 24 hours. We had 3 walkthroughs and at 48 hours, we had an offer, full price offer. The buyer essentially walked in, made the offer. And over the weekend, we accepted. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was like surreal. Like I couldn't really believe it was happening because I expected much more time on the market. We were going to have an open house. We were going to do, you know, huge confidence booster that quickly we had an offer, full price offer. Yeah.
After the correction.
Yeah. After the correction. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Sold for $242,000. What was your profit?
We came out at $12,900.
Nice. That's awesome. You did it.
Yeah. We did it. We did come out on the plus side.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
You did it. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. And okay, so what are some things that you'll do differently next time around?
I will have a different inspector. I think I, having gone through this house and its complete renovation, I already have kind of a ballpark of what those things are going to cost estimate, rather than having a contractor tell me for this much, I think it'll be this much. Mm-hmm. This is what I actually paid this person to do something similar, you know, better internal compass, I think, of what things are going to cost.
Absolutely.
And aware of the things that I can do, like, so being very clear in the scope of work, like, these are the things I want you to do. Treating it less like a hobby and more like a business.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. You know, definitely an act of love. I enjoyed it. I loved the house. I kind of didn't want to sell it, but I really needed to sell it. But, you know, going forward, fall in love with the house just a little bit. Enough to make it a warm and inviting place for the next person.
I think it's crucial. I really do. I think if we're not falling in love with the house, we're leaving stuff out, right? We aren't really creating a space that we would be in and enjoy and love. And that is why after a market correction, you had an offer within a day or two. That's why. Yeah. And that's why this way, our way of like loving, literally loving the house back to life, any market, anytime. And it's the, like, it is the, it's how to survive. It's how to last. It really is. People feel it. People feel it.
Yeah. At closing, the real estate agent for the buyer said, "Are you looking at any other houses?" Like, oh,
that's it.
So yeah, like they would be interested in looking at what else we've done. So that was encouraging.
That's huge. Kudos to you. I mean, that's a huge compliment. Oh my gosh. All right. Were there any other lessons you learned that we didn't touch on? Either lessons about you or lessons about the process?
I think managing your fear, right? Having a safe place to process that, like someone that you can really just let it all out, who's not going to judge you, who's not going to really give you advice, but just let you get it out, is so crucial. For me, it was. I needed that. And I needed it to be someone who then wouldn't panic that, you know, oh, what does that mean for us?
Right. Let me freak out and you don't take it on and you don't put any meaning on it. And you just are, you're a container for it and period. Yes. Oh, that's huge. Oh, I love that.
Because once I could get the fear out, then I could look at it more logically and I could make decisions. But as long as that fear was driving me, I was either paralyzed or making spontaneous decisions that then I would regret and then I'd rethink. Yeah. So
instead of calculated. Yeah. Oh, that's so well said. I love that. I think that's so right on. Right. When we're in the throes of the fear and the freak out, it's rash decisions because we are reacting out of fear. Makes perfect sense. Whereas when you acknowledge, okay, that's the fear and it's going to be there. Like, fine, that's out. Like, let's acknowledge it. Boom. Let it lose its power. And then, okay, great. So what are some of the solutions? Let's think about solutions. And then you can make a more calculated decision from a space of, from not that emotional high, right? They always say, don't make permanent decisions when you're in like this emotionally heightened state.
Yes.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Anything else? I mean, that is really good.
Oh, one thing I encountered that I didn't even think about, like this particular real estate agent that I worked with, helped me buy my dad's house. And then this was a flip, right? So she helped me with both of those. And I didn't realize until the end, till everything was beautiful, that she didn't really know me and know the quality of the work that I would do in a flip. I was like, oh, Well, of course you don't know. Right. So she doesn't know what kind of a flipper I am. Right. And so now that she knows, man, she's excited. She wants to continue to be a partner. And so that was sort of a revelation to me of, oh.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So she didn't really even know how to give an ARV because she's assuming you're like the typical flipper doing just enough to get by. Yeah. Oh, man. Another reason why you have to know yourself and trust yourself. Oh, that's good stuff. And you enjoyed working with her. You'll continue working with her.
I will continue working with her. I'm also going to explore other ones because, you know, real estate agents come and go. So I want to have a couple.
Yep.
But I've been very happy with her.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, I did it.
What does your husband think?
It's so funny. At first it was Teresa's doing this and this is her business.
Oh no, I know where this is going to go.
You know, and now we're doing this. You should see what we did. And I just laughed. I'm like, well, okay, you did come. You did help me with the house. So we can say we. All right.
That's cute. That's cute. What do your kids think?
They're stunned, you know, they didn't, I would say our first house back in 2015, the next door neighbor house, they thought we had lost our mind.
Did they really?
And then when they, yeah. Oh, what have you done? And then the transformation, they're like, wow, this is really nice. And then this particular house, they like, this looks nothing like it was. It doesn't smell anything right. Like it did.
Right. And sometimes that is the biggest transformation, really, is like getting the smell out.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're excited. They, it's like you did it. Wow. You really did it.
Yes. It's that you said that you wanted to do that thing. It's coming back to talking about completing things, finishing things.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to do that thing. Oh, wow. You actually did that thing. Wow.
Yeah.
How awesome is that to model that for our kids?
Yeah. To chase your dream, right?
Yes. Not everything just has to be a freaking dream. Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of us walk around like, oh, that's just a dream. No, why is it just a dream? Like, go get the thing. Whatever it is, go get the thing.
Yeah. Lean into it. And like lean from your ankles, not your waist. A waist is a bow. Your ankles is leaning forward and it will pull you forward into your dream.
I love that so much. Oh my gosh. I love that so much. What a fantastic way to end. Do you have anything else to say? I don't want to cut you off. That was really good.
No, thank you for creating this.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for trusting me and letting me be part of your journey. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for sharing your story. And thanks for being part of this with us.
Oh, you're welcome. We're on the journey together.
Yeah, we are for sure. All right. And thanks so much, Teresa.
Thanks, Debbie. Bye.
See you in the group. Bye. I loved it. What an awesome conversation. I learned so much about her. I learned so much about myself. It was just such a great conversation. Thank you again, Teresa. Now, if you, dear listener, are still sitting on the sideline, not chasing this thing of buying, renovating, and either selling or renting houses, but you want to, that is exactly what we do. We help women do this. We've helped over 2,000 women get started, and this is our specialty. All right. So, if you want to see if we may be a good fit to work together, go to herfirstflip.com, fill out the application, and schedule a call with our team. All right? You can do this wherever you are, however old you are. It's never too late. It's never too early. Okay? The time is right now. All right. That's it. Until next time, go out there, flip houses like a girl. Leave people and places better than you find them, and make it a great day. Bye, y'all.